Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam and Brownie podcast.
You are here with Elder Swan, Elder Brown and Elder Pang. Joined by Elder, what's your surname again?
Thomas,
that's right. So it was Dino.
That is a reference, of course, to the Book of Mormon, which started in Melbourne. And what a show it is, Swanee.
If you're not in Melbourne, I'm sure it's coming to a city near you soon. But my God, it was great. We talked about that today. Peter Hellyer dropped in and made a promise to come back and do a garage sale.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. I didn't get a chance to go to Book of Mormon Saturday night because one of my children were crook. The good one.
That's right.
The eldest two, Olivia and Jack, almost homeless, Swan. I'll talk about this during the show.
Yes, indeed. We did the final word.
Talked barbecue. With Kevin Bledsoe.
Kevin Bledsoe. Where does that name come from? It's so unusual.
Good fellow, isn't he?
I filled the dance floor with Moby Disc. Dance floor fillers from Running 79.
Woo!
We played a few games.
It's a big one. Look out. Enjoy it.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Yeah! Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Well, I'm just about as happy as you can get. I got Brownie in front of me. I got Sam Pang. I got Dino.
Hello.
And I've got a beautiful, blustery, rainy Melbourne day. And that is heaven for a Melbourne girl like me.
Happy as pig in mud.
I really am.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so great to see everyone. But just to see you, Chrissy Swan, sober. Is just, you know, it's a delight for me. Because last time I saw her, Jonathan Brown, was on Friday night at Book of Mormon.
When
she just strolled on in, just going down the aisle from wall to wall. It was like Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas. I wasn't sure if she was actually going to get in.
Listen, I sat down and you were behind me, as you should be. And I went over and I touched your hand and you said... And Banana was there, your good lady wife, who I know you don't want to talk about, but I said, so good to see you. You look lovely. And you just looked at me and you go, you look drunk. Shut up, little man.
Swanee sent a text message out to me and you, Sam.
Could you read it?
There was 88 emojis in there. Yeah, she's drunk. That was all there was.
Listen,
88 emojis.
I went to a school reunion that day.
And quite a few of those emojis were pictures of alcoholic drinks.
Girls just want to have fun, right?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to start calling you Boonie. You had 52 emojis on there of drinks.
Had a dollar.
Falling asleep during the performance, though, was not a good look for this show. That's all I'll say.
A dirty pig. This is what happened
over the weekend. News, sport, drama and entertainment. It's the weekend it was with Sam and
Pang. Who knows where to start? Wow. I thought the loss of the Chapel Hadley Trophy, of course, has hit this show pretty hard. Joking, Swanee. I would never do that to you.
What is it?
Not even people who care about cricket care about what happened on the weekend. Don't worry about that.
Not even the Australian selectors care about cricket because they sent our bloody Z-grade team over there, Swan. Our development.
Exactly, of course. I'm going to start with the Davis Cup. No, sorry, I'm not going to do that either.
What, is there no Hotman Cup news?
I love the Hotman Cup so much in terms of I hate it so much. What about, I'll tell you what started on the weekend though. And I listened, what?
So funny.
And I
love the Hotman Cup so much in terms of I hate it so much.
Yeah, that sums up my whole, life. I was listening though on the way before I get to actually what I want to talk about, mate.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you weren't obviously equipped to deal with the fiction that was spoken before 7 o'clock regarding Jonathan Brown's take on the Danny Green Anthony Mundine fight.
I smelt something, but I didn't want to expose him.
That's why I was rolled out at 6:40 before you got in.
Okay, so tell me what was, because I did. Dino, did you go? There's something fishy here.
But I'm not going to question him. It's Brownie.
Oh no, no. Why would you do that? No,
I
just
would
wait
never.
For. Yeah, and I normally wouldn't.
Well, you got issues with it, have you?
J.K. Rowling has written more fiction than that. It was in that boxing report that you gave out,
mate. If you did miss the boxing report, Jonathan Brown went to Adelaide and saw the fight. Fact.
That's right.
The rest of it.
Great seats in amongst the Adelaide Bogans.
You said
and I was ringside to see it.
You said that Danny Green got an unauthorised punch.
Now, that's true.
And then he fought back to win.
Yes. glorious fashion.
The result's debatable, though many people think that Mundine won the fight, Chrissy Swan, of course, but Jonathan just left that out, that's fine. But the bit that I did take was interesting was the bit about the doctor asking Greeny, you know, who he was, yes. And that was the only thing that allowed the fight to go on.
Yes.
He got it right, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, second go. First go, he said, are you the doctor from Cannonball Run? So I don't think that fight should have been stopped after the first round. Anyway, Swanee, Book of Mormon, we went to, of course. I said that. You cannot say anything other than it is an unbelievable, spectacular event that we're lucky. I don't get to, teary about my own.
You're explaining
town.
This to Swan because she was drunk there Saturday night. That's true. I wasn't.
But the fact that event is in our town is amazing. I mean, it's been in New York and London, and now it's in Melbourne.
I couldn't agree more. Please go and see it. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Really was a who's why of the Australian entertainment industry that attended the event.
The who's who of who's that?
No, the who's why. As in, who are they and why are they here? But anyway.
Come on. Peter Hellyer was there, and he will be in this very studio.
No, he's one of them. He's one of them. Who's that, and why was he there? Super Bowl's on today, Chrissy Swan.
Yes.
Moving on.
No,
I know that you don't.
Oh, I like Lady Gaga, and I like the ads.
There you go.
I reckon it could be one of the great halftime shows. Lady Gaga, of course, halftime.
And also, I like to cook wings. I like to cook wings on Super Bowl day.
Yeah, okay, well, you ask Kevin Bloodsoe about that. He's coming. Hey, you know what their Super Bowl ads are up to for per 30-second slot?
How much?
$5 million.
Is it really?
I remember when it hit $1 million and it was like outrageous.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned the ads because I'm going to play one now, right?
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. So $5 million for this, Brownie. This is a sneak peek of what's coming up today because sometimes you watch it in Australia, you don't get to see the ads.
Yes.
But this is one. Have a listen to these voices in this ad. Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Steve Carell, Missy Elliott, right?
Wow.
I'm going to play you the ad. You two will get to guess to see what the actual product is.
When you start out, you might not know where you're going. Or what you're doing, or why you're carrying this red rose with you.
You just keep going. Keep your focus and avoid the distractions.
If you want to make an album, make an album.
Believe in yourself. You think that any of these folks believed that I'd make it?
Definitely not.
That was a rhetorical question, Daryl.
That was them all talking about, like, it's their high school yearbook, and there's photos of these celebrities when they're young and talking. That's them coming through.
Oh, this sounds beautiful.
It's beautiful, but any idea what that product's for?
The Bachelor?
I would have thought a TAFE or a something like Sage.
Sage.
Do you know the answer?
Here's to chasing dreams and the amazing places they lead. The all-new CR-V from Honda.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
I did not see that one coming.
Anyway, Super Bowl's on today. Well, the ads are the big thing, but can I just give you this? The big ad that everyone is talking about to look out for the Super Bowl is this one.
Are you hungry? Hungry for prices from the 1980s? Let Nam Luong Chinese Restaurant take you back. If you're after no-frills, fast-filling Cantonese cuisine, Nam Luong is the place for you. Sure, the decor's ordinary, parking's a nightmare, and although the menu hasn't changed in 17 years, it's one of the last remaining eateries to still use MSG. With over 11,000 dishes, you Nam it, they'll have it. Worried about the embarrassment of dining alone? You'll be seated so close to the other patrons, you'll think you came with them. Nam Luong Chinese Restaurant, 223 Russell Street in the Melbourne CBD. Avoid looking into the kitchen and only use the toilet if it's an emergency.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Hey, now, Swanee, I just want to run one by. You would have had it at home already about kids, they're leaving, they're going to run away. You know, when you discipline them or they don't get what they want. It's the old go-to for the kids. We all would have done it growing up.
The answer to that is no. My children never want to move out. I'm not going to let them.
Things are so bad at home at the moment, Brownie. I threatened to run away from home the other day.
I nearly got kicked out of home a couple of times in the off-season. But anyway. So yesterday, Pete, when I rang you on the way home, I went for a little bit of a hit at golf at Yarra Bend driving range and gave Pete the idea and he was going to go for it. But on the way home, I rang Pete. He said, mate, hit him all right. Got back in the door and previous to that, about an hour earlier, I said to Kyle's, that I was going to slip out for an hour, have a quick hit. I'll be back. She had the three kids on her hands.
Yep.
So I really warned the two eldest, Olivia and Jack, who are fair to say, after 8 to 9 weeks of holiday, Swan, becoming a real pain in the ass.
I thought you were going to say they're a bit of a handful.
I'm going to go with pains in the ass. And little Macy, the youngest, she's beautiful. She's easy.
Perfect.
She's like a doll. And but I said to the two eldest, 7 and 4, that when I leave, I'm just going to slip out for a minute. That if you guys stuff up and don't have a rest and cause problems for your mum, I'm getting rid of your bikes. So when I come home, I'm taking your bikes away, which they got last week for a late Christmas present from my mum and dad.
So they're gold.
Took them to Target, bought them some bikes. Magnificent. Yeah. So, of course, the bikes has been the theme the last week. They've been riding them flat out. Play golf. Ring pangy on the way home. Everything's rosy.
I feel like this is not going to end
well. Walk in the door and the kids are in the corner. The two eldest are in the corner, the discipline corner. I said, right, what happened? So Kyle said, they've just driven me mad. They've been fighting. They wouldn't listen. So they played up. I said, righto, that's it. So I pulled the first bluff of the day. I said, that's it. And I went out and I grabbed the bikes. And I loaded them in the back of the Hilux, the two bikes, two eldest. And, well, was there tears. So I loaded them in the Hilux. I thought, what can I do here? Take them to the tip. I can't take them to the tip, obviously.
No.
My dear old mother's shelled out $300 for these bloody bikes last week.
What if you fired up one of your five chainsaws?
I was thinking of that, but they're up at the farm.
Oh, damn it. Yeah,
Why don't you use the hole you've reserved for Tonka?
A shovel wouldn't cut it, so. And so anyway, I took them around to a mate's place. I left the bikes around there. The old trick.
Brownie, so, my God, you did it.
I had little Macy with me. She's not old enough to really speak properly, so I thought she won't give it away.
She's not going to squeal.
She won't go home and squeal. I won't be able to make out for it. So I get home. God. Well, I walk in the door. The box, the tears have stopped. I'm confronted by the two kids with the fact that the two kids are leaving home. So Olivia's 7, Jackie's 4. They're leaving home.
Over the bikes.
I said, yeah. I said, well, that's fine. That is fine. I said, so we are, I said, you can get out. And I said, well, no, we're gonna take our stuff with us and you'll have to give us some money. I said, you get out. You're taking nothing.
How long
do you think you're going to survive on the street? And Jack, full of bravado, he said, yeah, we'll be fine, Dad. We'll be fine. I said, mate, you're 4.
You're getting insight into Brownie and...
Known to man. You'll absolutely bloody wet your pants 50 metres down the road.
You're listening to this, you're taking on his kids in a battle of wits.
That's right. So the kids are leaving. I've called their bluff and I've said, you're not taking anything. And Liv goes, no, I'm taking my Carlton socks. I said, you're not taking your Carlton socks. Whatever's under this roof, I own. It's all my property, so you'll leave with the clothes on your back now.
7 and 4.
Go.
Yeah.
You cannot take the Carlton socks. Liv turns to me and goes, well, Dad, I thought you hated Carlton. I said, I do hate Carlton, but you're not taking the socks. It's all part of the lesson, Swan.
You're not taking the socks. So
they've obviously panicked, and then I've unloaded on them about how disrespectful it is to say you're going to leave home and blah, blah, blah. You're broken heart. So I said to Olivia, you are now going to go in. And you are going to write a letter to your nana who bought those bikes to say that I have taken the bikes to the tip and they have been ripped apart by one of those bulldozers.
Oh, my God.
And one of those metal twisting machines, and you are going to post it to your nana Mary tonight.
I hope you've got a frequent flyer program for the psychotherapist.
Her handwriting was quite good, so I thought, oh, yeah, it's going to be a real, real sorry letter. To Nana Mary, sorry about the bikes, I've misbehaved, I'm really sorry to Mum and Dad. This is the letter she wrote, I found it last night. Sorry for Mum for making Dad take our bikes. Dear Nana Mary, sorry for making Dad take our bikes. Today, I'm running away. I'm sorry, but me and Jack are running away. We will miss you. I love you. Love from Olivia and Jack. Good to see they've learned their lessons, huh?
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
Hey, first things first, before we bring in Hollywood Jack, the world's biggest girl group, Little Mix, are bringing their The Glory Days tour to Australia, playing Margaret Court Arena on Saturday, July 22nd. Tickets through livenation.com.au, or we got a couple right here, right now, up for grabs 1320.
Marta Malina.
They were Jack.
Yeah, hey, Kylie Minogue broke up with Joshua Sass over the weekend. He reportedly cheated on her with... is a Spanish actress.
Marta Malina's hola.
Kyle doesn't have much luck in love, ever.
Well, I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
How?
Well, I think, you know, relationships come and go. She's had some lovely relationships.
But they never last.
Loads of people have relationships that don't last.
Anyway, she has won.
Frankly, I'm surprised I'm still in one.
She's won a trademark battle against Kylie Jenner. So back in April 2014, Kylie Jenner put in a sort of a case to trademark just Kylie to use for all of her products. And Kylie Minogue, then her lawyers sent a letter to the US Patent and Trademark Office with a long list of reasons why that trademark should not be granted.
Correct.
And she's just won.
Three
years later.
So she should. Yeah. She
you know,
should.
Last time I heard about Kylie Minogue, she was going to change her name to that guy's.
I think it was a great surprise that she's not going to marry him.
You shouldn't be allowed to.
In that way, it's you know it's really sad when you know an engagement is broken off. That's really sad.
You shouldn't be allowed to trademark a name anyway. She just won. Just one name. Kylie's a pretty common name.
Not for famous people. It's only two.
Moving on.
I just got the bull mastiff siren in the distance face.
Lady Gaga today is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, which everyone's super excited about. And apparently there is going to be like hundreds of drones above her with like a light display.
Wow.
Which will be sick.
That is going to be...
You're excited about Gaga,
but I reckon Gaga, because of the national anthem last year, she sang the national anthem the Super Bowl, and I think it was arguably the best anthem of all time.
She's got pipes, old Steph.
She's got 12 minutes, so she'll probably fit about four songs in.
Yeah.
Four or five songs.
I hope she sings some old goodies,
She is.
Yeah.
It came out last week that she's not doing any new stuff.
Awesome.
Thank God.
Sorry to do your job for your Hollywood, Jack.
I was going to say, orcs.com for me.
One of yours, Penny. Julia Michaels.
Yeah, one of mine.
One of yours, Jackie?
Yeah, she is. Oh, no, yeah. We can get to that another time.
Kevin Bludsoe, the barbecue king who has cooked for people like Ice Cube, which makes sense as they're both...
straight out of Compton.
He is also a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. You know that sport with the padding and helmets? Am I right? AFL superstar Jonathan Brown? Kevin's restaurant is San Antonin Crown, where it's all low and slow. Here's Kevin.
Yeah. It's cooked low and slow. It's Kevin Bludsoe.
Glad to be here.
We're so thrilled, even just to hear that beautiful accent on this auspicious day.
Oh, I love y'all Super Bowl. Accent. Super Bowl, baby. Go Cowboys. Like I keep saying, this is not my Super Bowl.
Tell me how we should celebrate Super Bowl as novices.
Oh, good barbecue, good food, good drinks. Sit back and watch the game. Hopefully it's a good game, you know what I mean? And I'm going for Atlanta because I don't want to see New England get no five Super Bowls because we got five. So go Atlanta today. Let you know.
Hey, Kev, what's the staple? The one we're cooking up one item as Australians today on Super Bowl. What is the one item that you have to have on your plate?
If you're cooking at home?
Yeah.
You got to have some chicken wings today, man.
Yes.
You have to have... You got to barbecue you some wings, fry them, whatever you got to do. Go out there, kill your chicken, fry it up, you know what I mean?
Did
barbecue
you just say
it.
Go and kill your chicken?
I mean, whatever
chicken?
You got to do,
okay.
You know? I mean, a pigeon or something. Whatever you got to do, just make it funky.
A pigeon.
It's Super Bowl. Get drunk, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, we can
I
do
so
that.
I was so drunk at Crown last night, I walked up to my wife and asked her, was she single? Ain't that some...
All right, I'm
just joking.
Did she
that
say
all the time,
yes? Yes,
she
I am.
Said, yes,
now.
I am now.
Hey, what do you drink for Super Bowl?
I am you know, everybody's on the beer. I'm a cognac man myself. I've been drinking cognac since I was nine. I mean, since I was 21. But beer, you got to have some good beer, good drink, you know, good food.
Kevin,
can
I ask, where did you pick up a love of cognac as a young man?
My granny, one who taught me how to barbecue, she was the biggest cognac drinker of Texas, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I think she used to put it in our milk or something.
Did she drink it out of those big balloons?
She drank it out of a nice glass, but she used to always say when we were young, drink something that was a little expensive because you broke and you won't become alcoholic because you can't afford it. And she was right, you know, when you've been... You can't drink what you want to drink. You know what I mean? You can't afford to get it, so you just
what
drink some beer or something,
woman.
You know? So.
And what's a go-to beer? Budweiser?
They like in America, Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller. It just depends, you know, what part of the country you in. You know, they love it all out there. I'm not a beer drinker. I'm a cognac man. I'm have a few cognacs at Crown today with some good Bledsoe's brisket. You know, looking forward to seeing some of y'all.
We had a long lunch there at the end of the year for our Christmas
party. I know, I missed y'all, man.
The brisket was sensational.
The brisket is like, you know, life-changing.
Oh, yeah, it's make you want to slap somebody. For real. It's that good.
How long?
Are doing an amazing job.
How long does it cook for,
15 hours, slow and low, like a 6.4. You know what a 6.4 is?
No.
That's a Chevy lowrider. That's what we lowride in Compton. Hitting switches. You know, Cuba, tell y'all watched the Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
How good was Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, my God, that was amazing. Hey, especially to be there from that, you know, to be from that era. When Compton ruled rap and took it over from the West Coast, and growing up with Easy and Dre and knowing these dudes and watching this, like, wow, you know what I mean? I'm in college and like saying, damn, should I have rapped? You know what I mean? Even though I can't, you know, but, and I wasn't a gangster, but I can play a gangster, you know, but, you know, I just, it was just amazing. It was amazing time.
And
you're
still based there, Kev.
I'm, you know what? In fact, I just moved to Texas, but I'm back and forth between Texas and Compton.
What's the log is it? Is Compton still like it was in those movies?
It was never like that. Like I said, a lot of it was, I mean, we had our problems in the early 80s, you know what I mean, growing up there. But, you know, either you was gangbanging or you wasn't gangbanging. If you wasn't gangbanging, you didn't have no problem. But if you was with it and you was with the business, then you can get business.
Has it been gentrified now?
No, not really. It's still, you know, it's holding on, you know what I mean? But it's a lot going on now. We don't know what's going to happen now since Trump was in there, you know, because I might have to go over here with the Aborigines or something. They might not let me back with him. So, you know, I was looking for some spots out here, you know. So ain't no telling what's going to happen now. We don't know, you know. So
Can I ask you this? Have you ever seen, I think American barbecue has never been bigger in Australia, has it? Where does this come from?
I don't know. I think TV and foodies and like I say, the day of social media. And it's so big, food TV. Even though I sit in my hotel room here and I was watching all the food shows you guys have here. But it's so, I always say it's so funny. I remember in the 80s, every time we were getting ready to barbecue, what you doing? Oh, come on, we finna put some shrimp on the barbie, which was y'all saying.
Yeah.
And we were saying it so much over in the States years ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's cool now. Like I said, I've been here a while. This is like my fifth or sixth trip. And I've had some good barbecue. I can honestly say y'all are getting down over here, down under with some cues.
There's a slight difference in definition, isn't there? Because in Australia, what we call barbecue is what you guys called grilling.
Grilling, yeah. See, but it's still really, barbecuing really is grilling. But we smoke, so we're smoking, you know.
Yeah.
And like I say, I see a lot of people over here now are going to the smoke. I mean, pits are, you got so many new pit makers over here, and it's getting huge. In fact, I'm coming out with a line of my own smokers that I'm going to do for Australia that they'll be able to get real, real soon.
Oh, I love that
it's
idea.
It's going to be hit, you know.
And that's your supplier on the phone now.
Yeah, that's my supplier, man. He's trying to hook me up. My cognac supplier.
Kevin Bledsoe, we love you. Thank you so much for coming in. And if you haven't been to San Antone at Crown, you're insane because it's delicious. Hit it up. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, man. Good.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
I'm addicted to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I get a little rush of excitement on a Sunday at 7 o'clock because I know it's coming. And I have deep depression Friday and Saturday nights because it's not on. It's the best season ever, including the one that I was on. There's no question.
It's good last night, a bit of bungee jumping.
Mate, it is so good. But Twitter is alive, mainly from me.
Are you tweeting during this, are you?
Yeah, I am. I can't help myself. I love it. Mm. I love it so much. Tom Arnold. What a giant waste of space.
What's he doing? What's
wrong? So one time he was married to Roseanne Barr. That's how we knew him. Mm. And then he was in True Lies and a few other movies.
Magnificent performance in True Lies with
Magnificent.
Schwarzenegger. It was
no
hilarious. It was great.
No doubt about it. And I'm sure that at one point in his life he was a character, but that point is not now. Mm. In fact, let's cross to camp right now and see how he's contributing.
Wow.
Very good, Swanee, Dino.
You've been banging on about this out the back for the last week, so yep. I watched a bit of it last night. He is a miserable-looking bugger.
He's miserable. He's miserable, but you know what? In his own way, his miserableness is its own draw card because you do tune in to see how much more miserable Tom Arnold can get.
Who's he? Has he made friends with? Has anyone befriended him in the?
Not really. Maybe Lisa Curry. They had a bit of a fight last night.
How's Curry going?
She's great.
Yeah.
Everyone else is wonderful. Warm, into it, just brilliant. Steve Price, what a cracking bloke. Brilliant, brilliant. Everything's fantastic there. But it came out over the weekend that Tom Arnold is getting paid, could be getting paid, up to $250,000 for his stint in the jungle if he lasts the whole time.
So half what you got.
You know, Jackie did ask me, what did you get for that? And I said, I would honestly have to look it up. I cannot remember. I've blocked out that entire time of my life. I can assure you it wasn't $40,000 a week. Everyone's on different, you know, money.
Oh, really?
Swanee, what they've shown last year, would the prices have gone up for the celebrities after they found out that Warnie got paid maybe $2 million? Would the agents have gone, oh, hang on, we're not doing it for 30 grand now?
I don't think so. I don't think it works like that. You know, you sort of run your own race in this business and, you know, yeah, that's not how it works. But I want to play a little game with you called What is the Bigger Waste of Money? Tom Arnold on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, or air-conditioned shoes. For $70, you can buy a pair of air-conditioned shoes. What is the biggest waste of money? Tom Arnold on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, or air-conditioned shoes?
Definitely, I'm going the air-conditioned. Do they do air-conditioned footy boots?
No. It's a business shoe.
No, they would have been good in the pre-season, the humidity of Queensland. I'll take the shoes.
You take the shoes?
Where do you get these shoes from?
Well, you're out. They're Japanese. It's won a prize for some of the most useless products ever invented. So what's more useless, Tom Arnold or these shoes?
I'd say the shoes.
Oh, well, then the game's over.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, made for Melbourne, Nova 100.
Welcome to your show, Melbourne, Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Now, Samuel Horatio Pang is in the studio. We were talking about you earlier because you still don't get in here until 7.
Oh,
well,
that's right.
Me and Brownie are here.
Well, they came in here at 6 last Thursday.
Yeah, no, I heard the first hour of the show and you're welcome.
Anyway, we were talking about you saying that you pay an extraordinary amount of attention. Have you been paying attention, style, coming back on your screens in May, to the news. And I want to throw you through a little quiz, all right? So
yeah.
This story
was
on the...
Hope it goes better than the last one. Sorry about that.
This story was on the news last night. There was a house party in Malvern that went really, really bad. Somebody contravened the rules of Airbnb, which always says no parties, and they threw a party in Malvern, charged people $10 a head to get there, but heaps of gate crashes turned up. So here is Jennifer Kite talking about somebody getting injured, but with what?
With one young man being smashed in the face.
With a...
What is this, blankety blanks?
Yep.
Smashed in the face with a... Oh. With a pillow.
With a pillow.
Lock it in.
With a brick.
With a brick. He's all right, so we can laugh about it. How does that happen?
It's always the rule, isn't it?
It's always the rule.
A brick.
In Melbourne, I thought it might have been a bottle of Grange.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Swanee, it's time to...
Duck and Footy!
Great to have it back, I tell you what. Just if you were catching up, Adelaide defeated the GWS, the Western Bulldogs. Of course, we had Kate Tindall in here on Thursday. They defeated Fremantle. Your mob, Jonathan Brown.
I was about to say your boys.
Brisbane defeated Melbourne yesterday in a very tough conditions. It was raining.
What about the game got stopped for lightning strikes?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
what I'd like to know, that. As a Brisbane Lions supporter, Brownies, how does it feel to win something?
It's great. And I'm also glad that we're in the competition because Richmond don't even have a bloody team.
Damn, I didn't think that through.
Go get stuff, Swan.
Gave it to him. Go get stuff, Swan.
You had a crack and the big fella just put you down. But yeah.
You'd be a good volleyballer, Swan.
Sleeper hole.
It's good, though.
Sleeper hole. I just got put in a sleeper hole by Jonathan Brown.
Big fella, it was nice though at the end of the game though to hear that song. It's been a while. But on Friday night was unbelievable.
Yeah.
There was 24,000?
Yeah.
At the old Princess Park.
Yep.
Thousands locked out. Gillon McLachlan had to go out and just apologise.
Do you think were legitimately surprised by the turnout?
Where I spoke to one of the AFL officials and that was the major problem out of the weekend. They just they were caught off guard
right.
by the response. Obviously, the tickets were free, but still, the response was massive.
It was
a lot bigger
all over Facebook. And Pangy, I mentioned this before, that the AFL have never responded to so many phone calls asking about will there be anything gluten-free available at the at the Oval. That's not even joking. That is a true thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah, because all the mums are like, you know, we can come, but, you know, Hugo can't. He can't have a pie.
Can't have a quinoa salad.
Yes.
Whatever
yes,
the old yeah, pies and the steamed dim sims in the clear bag
what
sticks
hot
to
chips,
them.
Unbelievable. Jam donuts.
Well, Carlton had a very, very big win with Bree Davey had 26 possessions, but the star was Darcy Vessio.
Excellent body work in the ruck there by Moody. Got it moving forward for the Blues. Arnell hacks it inside 50. 2-on-2. Here's Vessio again. Left foot snap. Bounces through.
Yes.
It was a great goal. She kicked four. Darcy Vessio, of course, started the night by running out onto the ground holding the hands of one Olivia Brown.
Correct.
It was
Brownie, was that amazing?
It was beautiful. I watched it on TV. Didn't want to be at the ground. Didn't want to be party. But it was a beautiful moment.
It was a beautiful moment. And in wonderful news, Olivia has informed you that she's moving out of home and she's now going to be raised by Darcy Vessio.
Yeah,
so
that's right. She would be happy. She would take me up on that offer at the moment.
Would.
It was lovely, that. And but I was wondering where she was because
yeah, I thought she was going to leave.
Mascot runs out first. But she ran out last because Darcy always runs out last.
Like a dear old
like,
dad.
Like you, Jonathan.
Like I used to run out last. So that was my only football superstition. But there you go.
Well, I got a couple of questions for you too because it was a big win by Carlton on Friday night, Swanee. So, Brown, I'll just, you know, the expert, the footballing pundit.
Yes.
Once again, Fox Footy, signed you up again?
Yep.
Rightio.
7 o'clock.
Hardly a Cox Plate field over at that joint. But anyway, Brownie's going around again. Brownie. Is it time for a second team out of Carlton? Are they going that well?
What, a second female team?
Well, I'm just saying, we're the dominant team. Just throwing it up there.
I'm a Tigers supporter, but don't get ahead of yourself, mate.
All right.
Well, mind you, if it was a choice out of Richmond and Carlton second team, I'd go Carlton second team.
You're just saying, you don't even mean that. You're just saying that to be mean to me. You would not have a second team from Carlton who barely get through, and if it is, it's a fluke.
Just throwing it up there.
I'll tell you what, I am making a stance because Jack Brown's got a little Tiger mascot at home. Well, there was a Tiger mascot. He's telling me that he's barking for the Tigers.
Go Tigers.
I got a little bit. Snowball's chance
now. Got some goss here too. A little, yeah. I hear that there's problems at the Holden Centre.
What do you mean?
And that Wayne Siekman, the coach of Collingwood, is under pressure.
Gone?
What do you mean?
He could be gone.
Well, they only kicked
could
one the, goal, Collingwood.
Could be the first sack coach.
Really?
No. But just, you know.
Well, listen, if you're going to make footy jokes, tell me that you're not real because I've got no idea.
I'm just saying it's a tough.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Collingwood tanking.
Eddie will just go, bang.
Collingwood tanking.
They may be. Maybe Bucks might have to get relegated to catch the.
Swanee, I just think, Brownie was saying on a serious note, it is an amazing start to that league. And also, the idea that there are young girls that are growing up, younger than, forget the ones that played in the weekend or the ones that went, there are ones younger than them that will grow up thinking that it's not even special.
That's
as in this
right.
is absolutely normal. How great is that?
As a mother of a daughter, I really needed this to make up for the fact that the first president that my daughter will know is President Trump.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a very good point, but I think it is magnificent. I said to Swanee earlier on today that these little girls have got heroes. Jack Silvani signed poster up on the wall of Olivia's bedroom. That may be coming down, or now, for like many other young girls, that poster will now be Darcy Vessio or Katie Brennan from the Bulldogs or some of these superstars, and it'll just get bigger and bigger.
And for Olivia Brown to run out in front of 24,000 people on Friday night, which is almost double most of the crowds that her father was running out to in the last minute, it was just a beautiful end of the night, I thought. Sorry, haven't done this for a while. We did it last week. Yeah. We're doing it every Monday.
Every Monday, mate.
Right. Just got to keep an eye on
it. He was distracted.
Yes, of course he was. But final word, I name a topic. Uh-huh. Chrissy and Brownie give answers, alternating answers, wow. Examples of that topic, until one of you runs out. It's best of three. I'm the final judge with Dino.
This is the defending champ.
Now, you won last week.
Hey, champ is here.
Swanee, you need to lift.
I know.
Because you were ordinary last week.
Yeah.
I usually am.
You're better.
Ordinary.
You're better.
Topic number one is, and very topical, AFL women's teams. Go.
Carlton.
Collingwood.
Brisbane.
No idea.
Yes!
Would have also accepted Adelaide, GWS, Western Bulldogs, Fremantle and Melbourne.
Melbourne.
1-0 to Jonathan Brown.
You are limping through this bloody game. Give us something. Do you think it's going to be a benchmark? Do you think this is going to hold every Monday? If you just limp through it like this, imagine the listener out in the car listening to this just saying, what's wrong with Swan? Is she going to actually fire up? Is she going to have a go? Are you going to try? Or are you just going to be like your boys, the Tigers, who are gone by round five? Season over. Are we going to have to scrap this, Swan?
Get her. Get her, Brown.
This is unbelievable.
Mate.
He's just given his opponent a pep talk.
He's had a brain fade. He's jogging.
Round two.
It's because he feels so confident. That was inspiring, big fella.
Yeah, I love that.
That was pretty good, actually. I was enjoying it. That's why I didn't say anything. I was like, this is heaven. People pay good money for this experience.
Right, now what are you going to do? Something about I'm a celebrity? I'm stuffed.
Oh, look, good. Enough of that negative self-talk, man.
Yeah. Contestants in I'm a Celebrity this year.
Didn't
go.
We do it?
Oh, no, we did it last week.
We did
okay,
it last
here we go.
Week, yeah. And I whipped you.
Rappers, past or present, go.
Dr. Dre.
Ice Cube.
Ice Tea. Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Very good. Snoop Dogg.
Jay-Z.
Kanye.
Dr. Dre.
I said it!
Yeah,
what a piece!
That is
I thought you said it, but I'm just trying to slip it through. Anyway.
All right, 1-1.
Here we go.
I tried to slip it through.
This one, Brownie. I feel as though Brownie may struggle after, well, I already know who's going to say first. He's going to say Carl Barron. So start thinking of your second one, big fella.
This is first or
yeah, this is the decider.
Right, I go.
Comedians, go.
Oh, well, Eddie Murphy.
Take Carl Barron off him now. He's
Carl
done.
Carl Barron.
Nick Cody.
Oh, nice.
Mitch Hedwig.
Troy Kinney.
Very good. Peter Hellyer.
Joel Creasy.
Cal Wilson.
Billy Connolly.
Celia Piccola.
Jeez. Oh, Edo.
Who?
Ann Edmonds.
Jeez, you're on fire.
So is that all right?
Yeah.
Sue Ann Post.
Ooh. Adam Rosenbach.
Ooh. Very good. Lawrence Mooney.
Peter.
This is going to go on for a while.
Peter. Oh, no. You
no! Said,
Peter,
no, hold on.
Peter Hillier.
Go on.
I said hello!
Swan wins! The final word!
Represent! Wow.
Tell you what, Pete Hellier's standing outside too. Just rapped that he got mentioned twice. Magnificent.
Rappers and comedians.
Well done, Swanee.
That is my wheelhouse, baby.
Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
Featuring Hollywood Jack.
Starring. Yeah, they changed that.
Featuring Pang.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes. Okay, bad news for Taylor Swift fans. So she's done a pre-Super Bowl concert for DirecTV Now, or Super Saturday Night in Texas. And she said that she will not be doing another live show for 2017. And everyone that saw her perform there on Saturday night, they're the only people that will see her perform live in 2017.
I think she needs a rest.
I agree.
I think she's sort of a bit on the nose right now.
Agreed.
Do you? Do you
me,
feel like
you
Taylor
me?
Swift's... Yeah.
No, I think she's... I think the more Swift, the better.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Keep up to date with all that stuff. Hey?
What do you think of a new number with Zane?
What?
You know that song?
The song?
Babe, babe. You would have heard it.
Yeah. No, an instant classic.
No, we'll fire up. We'll get up for Red Room later in the year. No doubt.
Out. Yes.
Yeah, good one. Hey, some royal news.
Royal news.
So, Harry, yeah...
I'm a staunch Monica, so just right. Just make sure you get all this right, this information.
Make sure it's fresh.
So Harry, William and Kate have competed against each other in a 50-metre sprint for a mental health campaign called Heads Together. So out of the three of them, who do you think would win? Here's
Kate.
A photo of them running.
Kate.
You can check out the footage on our Instagram.
William.
At
William's, William's the fit one.
Or Harry. Isn't Harry's father an athlete?
Correct. Harry crossed the line... just stride ahead of his older brother.
You know, it would have been funnier if Prince Philip had been forced to run at the age of 95. Yeah. And if they'd given him
a head start,
but also that the starter or the final judge had to be, you know, from Africa. And so as he's running, he's racially vilifying the judge at the same time. And that would raise more money.
Dressed as Hitler. Right.
Everyone's getting super excited for the Super Bowl. Obviously, Lady Gaga's performing. Apparently, she's going to have hundreds of drones in an aerial light display above her.
I'm excited about this. It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
What are the most popular songs that people are asking for on the socials?
On Twitter, everyone's been asking for Telephone, a favourite of Dean.
Oh, my God, I'd forgotten about that.
With Beyonce?
With Beyonce. Yeah. Remember they were in jail?
Yes.
It was hot as...
What a music video. That was right,
before there
fantastic.
Was Orange is the New Black, there was Telephone.
She seems normal now. She's not half crackers like she used to be.
Agree. Yeah. She's really right? toned
yeah,
down.
Yeah, no, she's chilled out. And Bad Romance as well.
Oh, yeah, come on.
And if you want to catch the Super Bowl live from 10 a.m. on Channel 7.
Dino just sang that like an old man, like sort of mumbly and all the wrong words.
Starts at 10 a.m. and it should be finished by about 8 or 9 tonight, do you reckon?
Pete Hellier. Last time he was on the show, he was trying to sell his house. How'd you go, Pete? He's back as he now has his car on car sales and needs a quick sale. Also a garage sale on Sunday, so jump in and grab a bargain. But the main reason he's here is because he's got an encore show of One Hot Mess at the Athenaeum. Here's Pete.
Here he is, the gorgeous Pete Hellier.
Hey, oh, the great man.
We are packing up. We have sold the house.
Yay!
We are packing up. So I should have brought some stuff in. I should come back. I'm trying to get rid of some stuff. We had the people who came, who bought the house through our house yesterday. We showed them around, and there was a boyfriend of one of the daughters who races cars, and I still had these two suits from the Celebrity Grand Prix. Yeah. It was signed by Megan Gale, and I said, do you want two racing suits?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, are you sure? They're pretty expensive. I said, well, I'm not going to wear them. I'm not going to frame them up. I said, they're signed by Megan Gale and Pat Rafter and all these people, so I just gave them away.
But I got some more stuff.
Who wants framed Brett Lee?
When he was singing in Six and Out?
No, Six and Out.
I don't even know what it is, but no.
Cricket bat. Chrissy, you'll love it.
No.
The weird thing is he is a bowler. I'm not known for his batting as much.
No.
It was handy. I'm going to come back. I might dump some stuff out the front of Nova.
I bought a signed glove at a charity auction the other night. It was a Rocky Balboa piece.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And I was so drunk that I didn't even go up and look at it close enough.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was signed by...
Brandy's doing okay, isn't he?
It was signed by Sylvester Stallone. I was flat at the time. I thought, I can't believe Rocky hasn't signed it.
Jonathan Brown. So
I thought he would
special.
Have signed it in character, surely.
Mate, what else you got?
Got that. Got some... I've got a lot of DVDs I want to get rid of.
A
lot of friends. A lot of mates' stand-up specials I'm trying to get rid of.
You're very hard to catch, but if you would like to, we'd like to invite you back to the show for Pete Hellier's garage sale.
Seriously.
And we can go through it all and sell it.
Let's do it.
I did the segment last year, Ask Brownie, where you couldn't ask me the most commonly asked questions, and the hardest one was, or the most commonly asked was, who's your toughest opponent? Surely yours in the last 12 months would have been, have you sold your house?
Oh, yeah, had the question a lot, and I'm just happy I can use the good towels now, because when you put your house on the market, you have people coming in. You hide your own towels, and you put the show towels. Where can I use the show towels?
What about
even when we sold the house, Chrissy, she still wouldn't let me use the show towels. We're like,
correct.
I mean, looking at these good show towels, I want to use the show towels.
No.
She goes, no, don't put your ass on the show towel. Come on.
What about the show apples? Did you have them?
No, we didn't have any show fruit, to be honest. We didn't
have no show fruit. I always have a bowl of show apples.
Yeah.
And if the kids go to eat them, I'm like, you put that down. That is a show apple.
My wife did all the getting the house ready. The only thing I did, almost the only thing I did was I chose the movie to put in that we have a cinema. There's a cinema room. They're putting a cinema. It was always the same. It was always The Force Awakens. that was my job. Just hoping for a bit of that Star Wars magic to rub off.
The cinema room. It was a very fancy house. Because your privacy was completely invaded. It was all over the internet.
It was. Got out there.
Seeing where you lived. I was horrified by that. But you seemed okay with it.
You're lucky Brownie didn't get on the drink and accidentally buy it.
That's so true.
Was there anything that you actually hid, though, when you were going through the cupboards or some of the rooms? You go, actually, no, that's not a good look. I better hide that.
Obviously, my arse towels. We're hidden. No, there was not much.
We've got a rule in my house because so many times I've got out of the shower after my partner. And the first thing, I don't know, what are the odds? I grab a towel off the rack and I rub my face first, and I always rub it exactly where he's cleaned his dried his bits off. And I, for the rest of the night, I smell like my partner's bum. And so now I'm like, there is a rule, and that is, you are the only person in the house that uses a towel once. You use it and you put it straight in that basket, because I am not having bum face again. All right? They're the rules.
That's so hot. I can't believe it. Now, listen, you are such a beautiful, wonderful, funny man, but that's, you know, on air, you know, off air, if I don't get this plug out for your actual, the reason you're in here, you turn and you'll be so.
Just get to the plug, yeah. Sam.
Give a good one, Sammy.
On Thursday night at the Athenaeum, mate, one hot mess. The return of your show is on www.comedy.com.au for tickets. People haven't seen it. What do they get?
Well, it's an hour of stand-up comedy. That's all you need to know. But it's been recorded. the reason I'm doing it again, it's a stand-up special for Channel 10. So we're recording it for 10. I don't think they've ever done a stand-up special with anyone before. So hopefully I won't bugger up for other comedians who are hoping to follow suit. But,
so you really need people to get along. Big fans of yours and laugh at everything.
Big funny laughs.
How many plugs are you going to give it on the project?
Oh, there'll be a few. I might even interrupt. Ed Sheeran's playing tonight on the project. I might interrupt him. This is some backup vocals.
The great thing about the Athenaeum as a room is it's like the comedy equivalent of Gold Class. You can go and see a film in Gold Class, and even if the film is crap, it's so great because you're in Gold Class. Yes. There's something about the Athenaeum. It's such a beautiful room.
It is. We were saying the Book of Mormon on Saturday night at the Princess is how lucky we are in Melbourne. There's beautiful theatres still going. Athenaeum is absolutely one of them, and it's a great. I know Hugh. It's his favourite room to play, theatre to play.
It's
a beautiful room. It's a great room for comedy.
I think Carl Barron's played there over the years.
Yeah,
no worries. Do we plug a website where you can get tickets for this amazing show?
Pete Show, One Hot Mess, this Thursday night at the Athenaeum. Tickets at comedy.com.au.
Can I quickly throw an idea? I want you to run with this, Brownie. Seriously, AFL Women's, how amazing was it? You know what they should do? Mid-year, State of Origin. One-off match.
Yes.
Get them, the Big V, back out, maybe versus the All-Stars or South Australia, maybe before the Collingwood Melbourne game, Queen's Birthday weekend.
You run with it. I could join that league. I love to wee outside.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Yeah. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Hey, good morning, Melbourne. I've checked the Bureau of Meteorology, Brownie.
Bureau, the bomb.
The bomb, which I love. Do you love? I'm addicted
love
to it.
It gives you the radar.
Well, that's what I've been checking. And there is rain everywhere. It's huge. Yes. Pack the brolly.
All right.
If you're going anywhere today.
Well, that's good. We need a bit of rain.
Yeah, we do, actually. We do. It's been, it sounded beautiful last night. Love it.
Got to sleep quite easily.
Yes.
Got the tap on the shoulder from Carl's. I said, Carl's, just, I like listening to the rain. Just in peace.
Really?
Poor Dar let herself down. So let herself down. I let her down last night.
Wow.
But anyway, it's all good.
I love that. It's a game of would you rather, and I would never have guessed that he'd take listening to the rain over a bit of
a sensitive man.
Beautiful, sensitive man.
Well, it was quarter to midnight. So, 12, so that sleep's more important.
So many layers.
But how easy you fall asleep, Swan, with a bit of rain on the old tin roof.
Beautiful.
Hey, something we haven't done in a while is this.
Chrissy's dance floor fillers.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Go. You got some rippers or what's
one? Absolute rippers, because I'm organising an event and I'm going to let you in on that and also give you an insight into the playlist.
Nice. You are putting a bomb underneath us, Swan. Wake us up Monday morning.
Correct.
Beautiful.
Get
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Here's what you're waking up to, Melbourne, and what a historic weekend, Swan. Historic because of the women's football.
Yes.
Sprung into action, and it was unbelievable. Over 50,000 people turned up to the four games on the weekend. Oh. Three of them in Melbourne and, of course, one over in Adelaide. But it started on Friday night where there was absolute mayhem at Icon Park, which is the old Princess Park, when 24,500 people turned up and they had to shut the gates, Swan.
They had to turn people away.
Actually, Gil McLaughlin, the head of the AFL, had to go out there with the loudspeaker and apologise to the masses because everyone had just turned up for the historic occasion. So it's like old school footy. And this is the great thing about Swan. You spoke about this last year, was the old tribalism in the suburban football.
Yeah.
How good it was. Well, we sort of got a glimpse of what it was like 20, 30 years ago on Friday night.
Yes.
When everyone turned up in the trams down Royal Parade and they got off there. And,
so yeah. Exciting.
And many a times they would have to lock the gates there at Princess Park for big clash between Carlton and Collingwood or Carlton and Richmond back in the day. So hark back to yesteryear. It was
one of the biggest differences between now and yesteryear is that the AFL had a record number of inquiries about gluten-free options.
The old gluten-free meat pie just doesn't have the same ring to it, Swanny. I'm not sure if me boys in at 4 and 20 have got up to that number.
So funny. Did you hear that, G? What do you got there?
Could you imagine the old bogans in the Carlton cheer squad ordering a gluten-free pie back in the late 70s when the blue baggers were on fire. But
correct.
So it was magnificent. Rated over a million people nationwide, Swan.
So
just on Friday night. So give me some context, Swan. Over a million people's a good number, isn't it?
Very good.
So maybe not MKR numbers, but it's certainly
close.
A pretty elite category.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Do you think that will wear off with the rest of the season? Was it a first-off thing? Will they have to change venue?
No, you're going to have to change venue. I was speaking to someone very high up at the AFL on the weekend. They said that the only major concern coming out of the weekend was they think now they're going to have to change venues, which is a positive,
yes.
But they got caught by surprise. They just didn't realise how popular it was going to be. So well done, everyone. Of course, Swan, too, it was free admission, which you're always going to get more numbers.
Which is wonderful.
So I don't think you probably get as many, but I like the concept. I like that it's in the pre-season because we need done. A guy came up to me, went and got some food for the kids last night.
Yes.
A guy came up to me and said, the standard was a bit scrappy. I said, mate, what do you expect? There's not a lot of girls out there playing AFL football. Let's wait now, in 4 or 5 years' time, when little girls like my daughter Olivia, mm-hmm. who has now got a hero to look up to, Darcy Vessio, the Carlton superstar, women. These young girls now have got heroes of the same gender to look up to in that sport. So the talent pool will grow, Swan. So the game in 5 years, the women's game in 5 years, will be a completely different product with a lot better quality on the field in 5 years, and it will eventually become a full season. And that's what the AFL wants to aim for. But at the moment,
it was a fantastic start.
And Olivia running out with Darcy Vessio on Friday night, holding her hand, because my daughter Olivia was the mascot. Beautiful. She ran out last. I'm thinking I was watching on TV because I was over in Adelaide for the Danny Green fight. I'm watching TV and the Carlton team comes out. I'm going, where the hell's Liv? Where is she? And she runs out. Darcy always runs out last.
Oh.
With a bit of symmetry because I used to always run out last. So and then Darcy gave her a jumper. How cool is that? The number 3 for Carlton.
Awesome.
And then last night we had to film. Liv was so excited she got Darcy's phone number. So she sent her a video text message last night just to thank her and say, I love you, Darcy. You are my hero. I look up to you so much. Thank you very much for the jumper. So,
what was the sort of behind-the-scenes impact of this on a little Australian girl, do you think?
She now has a hero to look up to. When a lot of the girls, I suppose they would have the heroes in the men's form, really, because the girls weren't there. But now these little girls have, as I say, they've got the heroes the same gender. So
great.
Liv has now got an idol. So Jack Silvani, his poster will probably get pulled down off the bedroom wall. And I'd say Darcy Vessio will be there along with, there'll be many other great superstar female players in this game. And they'll become household names eventually, Swan. So I think It was a huge positive and a lot of goodwill.
Perfect.
They ran out of beer, but I snuck some in, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, well done, mate. There we go.
Cheeky hip. Chrissy's OB Disc.
Dance floor fillers. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, dance floor fillers. I'll tell you who's going to get fired up for this. The great Jay Sakamanis just texted me, Swanee, and said he's just starting a workout, a bit of a training workout with these boys up in Albury. So Swanee's going to warm you up.
You're going to love this, Akka. I'll tell you the inspiration behind the dance floor fillers today. Been catching up with a lot of my old school friends lately, and we've been reminiscing about the time when everyone was getting married. You know, in your early 30s, you just seem to go to weddings all the time.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine who had a big country wedding, and it was the absolute best. We all went away.
They are the best.
It was
weddings.
Just the best. And we sort of said, well, why don't we do it again, like without getting married? So her and me are organising a country festival for just our friends to get together and dance. And we're putting together
a few hay bales out in the paddock.
Yes. We're putting together the song list. Now, today for the dance floor fillers, I'm taking you back to 1979.
Ooh.
And I want to kick things off local with a bit of this. Get used to it. Oh, no. We're doing Roger Vidouris. Because I'll be around. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. You better get a used.
Not bad, Swan. Not familiar with Roger's work.
Okay, so Roger Vidouris, one hit wonder. I've got to be honest with you, this is my favourite song of all time. That was it, number one.
Fair
and I just wanted to play it to you. I always said that I would marry the first person that would let me have that as a wedding waltz.
Okay.
And just never got around to it. But Chris has agreed that if we ever do get married, Roger Vidouris's You Better Get Used to It, because I'll be around.
Oi.
Is our wedding waltz. All right, now let's kick it Oz style.
Here we go.
With this little number. Have you heard about the launch loser? Beaten by the queen of hearts every time. Little River Band. Have you heard about 79.
And your boy Glenn Shorrick.
My boy Glenn Shorrick. Can you see Akka just doing crunches to this?
Come on, Akka.
Burpees.
450, 451, 452.
Driving him crazy. I mean, what a great song, Lonesome Loser. Well, who among us has not associated themselves with the term Lonesome Loser?
Metal.
We all have, apart from
Brownie. No, we've all been
Jonathan
there.
Jonathan Brown
we've all been
has
there.
Not. Now, let's bring it home really, really strong, okay? We're really excited about this one. 1979, and at the function that I'm helping to organise, it's probably going to be in Ballarat somewhere near Sovereign Hill. This is going to...
You're going to drive up there in your ute?
No, we're going to get a bus, mate. We're going to get a bus.
Oh, it's going to be one of those.
Yes.
Jesus. You'll be dangerous with a couple under your belt.
A couple. There is not going to be one person that is not going to rush the dance floor when this comes on.
Cannot wait to see Instagram to see this video of this one. You love this.
What a great song! And later on, he breaks it out. Nothing wrong. Okay, oh. Who's got the power?
Who's singing this?
The Doobie Brothers, man. Oh, Michael nice. McDonald up front. Oh. It's the only Doobie Brothers that you need to know about. Wow. All right, if you buy your greatest hits, Doobie Brothers, just listen to the Michael McDonald ones because they were never better than when the bearded man was out the front.
Swanee, strong fillers. Strong
fillers.
Thank you. No, Akka would have thought Simply the Best or Eye the Tiger, but Swanee, this takes the cake.
You struck out, Akka. Nova, Chrissy Swan,
Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
Huge weekend in our city with the opening night of the unbelievably good Book of Mormon.
Oh.
Now, Jacques, you were there. Obvi.
Running 10 minutes late, but you know.
Hollywood
Jack. There we go. It was awesome. Trey Parker and Matt Stone were there, which was great. They got up at the very end of the show.
And, of course, they're responsible for South Park. So if you've ever laughed at Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, this musical is for you.
Yep. Oh, you've got to go and see
you
it.
You must.
You have to. But what we were discussing was the turnout was extremely impressive.
It was like a dream guest list.
I mean, minus the big dog. He couldn't make it.
No, that's sorry. Right.
Yeah, Brownie was at the Royal Children's with Macy.
No, I was at the fight in Adelaide, but Kyle's was there, definitely. But I'll tell you what, did you know that it was the quickest selling musical in the 159 year history of the Princess Theatre?
Not surprised.
Yeah, it was full. You could barely move.
And I tried to buy some tickets afterwards, and it was like in May, 6 seats left.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Dickie
was
there.
Keep trying.
Dickie. Yeah.
So just to
let's go through the guest list.
Yeah, this is who's there. So Lisa Wilkinson, Dickie Wilkins, Red Simons, Rob Mills, Olympia Valance, Georgia Love and Herb Bay. I've already forgotten his name. Sam Frost, Cal Wilson, Sam Payne, Chrissy Swan, Timmy Blackwell, Marty Sheargold, Zoe Foster, Blake, Lavinia Nixon, Joe Hall, Jane Bunn, all those newsy faces.
B-grade.
Hamish and Andy.
George Miller, Brian Mannix, Chris Lilley, Anthony Warlow, Peter Hellier, Carrie Bickmore, Eddie Maguire, Rachel Griffiths, Joel Creasy, Tiffany Hall. The list goes on and on.
And these are just people that you sort of went, oh, look, you're there. Hellier was there, of course. We'll talk to him about it later. He's coming on our show. But really, even if you hate musicals, and I'm not a huge fan of musicals, this was the best live thing I've ever seen.
Agreed.
Concerts included.
Awesome. Go and see it. Hey, last night, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was a real good one.
The best.
And Chris Smith, our mate, was on there discussing his ex-relationship with Danny Minogue, and that she's still a really great mum to Ethan, and they still get along really well. Highlight of the show, though, was Tom Arnold having a tanty about the lack of food. Now, first of all, he's about, I don't even know who he is.
It's not bad at all. It's not bad at all.
You're too young, mate.
Yeah.
You're too young.
Now, but even people that are of his generation, he just really hasn't made a massive impact. Let's put it this way.
It was a small window, Swan. Don't you think it was a small
window?
A
very small window. But I texted my friend Maureen McCormick, also known as Marsha Brady. I said, mate, Tom Arnold, not a patch on you, baby.
I tell you what, he needs some advice on bungee jumping technique. It was the worst effort of all time because they had to jump off this big bridge, all the contestants.
Yes, yeah. They did.
He has gone for the pin drop, bungee jump. Awful.
He needs some advice on, like, turning up to your own life.
Right. Absolutely. If you're going to do a bungee jump and the rope's connected to your ankles, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, if I was to do a bungee jump, I would have said, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, which is what I did.
No, it's in your contract, Swan. You don't get paid.
No, I had to bungee jump in my season. And it was, you know, like a forklift cherry picker into rocks. And I looked down and I thought, and I imagined a conversation that my fella, the Chippy, was going to have with my three beautiful children. Yes, you are motherless because your mother plummeted to her death because she wanted to win 200 grams of ostrich neck for some other D-grade strangers. And I just thought, is it worth it? And well, I didn't. I didn't do it. They brought
Swan,
it down.
But you would have dived head first, though, not dive feet first and got whiplash at the bottom.
I would have dived
first. Speaking of gross food, listen to Tom Arnold having a little tanty over it.
Give us something to eat. Be something so you can get up out of bed and stand up. For people that didn't get to eat dinner tonight, we had two scoops of that oatmeal this morning. It's a TV show.
Suck it up. Buttercup.
Everyone needs to just settle down.
It's a TV show. It's not the military. We aren't going to war. Be reasonable. Do you want us to risk our lives and jump off and put on a good show? Okay? Okay, I'll pack my you then. You're not going to listen to me.
Someone's hangry.
Yeah, it is a TV show, Champ. We want you to be hungry and be angry.
Yeah.
Champ. Any better.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Friday night, went over to the fight. Danny Green versus Anthony Mundine, and a bit of controversy, Swanee.
Was there? You need to tell me about it as if I don't know anything, because I do not know
pretty
anything.
Pretty easy to follow. So
and can I be honest with you? Right, full disclosure,
yeah.
I don't like fighting.
No, that's all right.
Danny Green's a really nice man,
nice
and he's
fella.
Come in a few times. Mm. I just can't reconcile entertainment and sport with punching
people.
He has done great things,
though, to promote the awareness of how bad the coward's punch is.
Wonderful, but so my eyes can't watch it.
So I went over there, Swanee went over there Friday after work, Friday arvo. I was just going over there to meet Kyle's brother and staying at a mate's place. And I'll tell you what, Swanee.
There would have been a fair guest list.
Fair bit of ink on the plane on the way over, it's fair to say. Dane Swan certainly wouldn't have been out of place on the Qantas flight over there. And so we went over there and sitting beside a bloke, was a cucumber salesman. So that was quite interesting. Did you realise cucumbers are grown on the outskirts of Adelaide and in Geraldton in WA? So that's as exciting as my trip was on the way over.
I did not know that.
Well, listen to how cucumbers are grown.
That's interesting.
And where they're sold.
They grow on the ground, don't they? Like on a vine.
Yeah, I think they do. They do.
Out of the entire conversation, the cucumber salesman, you didn't ask the vital question, which is how are they grown?
And run very, very in-house, you know, with a lot of family, Swanee. So I must admit the eyes had glazed over. Yeah.
See, I'm
about
interested.
About a minute into the conversation, but that's
like,
all good.
Were they like Lebanese cucumbers or?
I don't know. They're bloody cucumbers. They all taste the same, don't they?
So no.
We got over there. Went out a couple of beers in my mate's place and went into the fight. Fair crowd, 30,000 people at the Adelaide Oval.
All of Adelaide was there.
All of Adelaide and Bogan Central.
Was it?
Yeah, one of the first Bogans I saw, our man Fitzy, who does Sydney Breakfast in Sydney Breakfast on Nova, of course.
He's an Adelaide Bogan done well.
Adelaide Bogan.
There's a few of them. Really Matt Smithson's another one.
Yes.
That's right. Talks with the plum in his mouth. And you wouldn't believe it, after our man Matty Smithson on Friday referred to Lego as Lego. Standing at a mate's place, and he said, mate, I'm going to have to move all the Lego, all the kids' Lego out of the way. I said, what's this? Lego crap. It's Lego. So we've had to correct two people in the same day about how you pronounce Lego.
Thumbs down, Adelaide. Thumbs
anyway,
down.
It wasn't about the Lego. We went off to the fight. Costazoo's son fought. Costazoo's son fought. So it looks a dead ringer of Costazoo.
Yeah.
He's the great champion.
Strong genes. You can imagine that his son looks like him. Yeah,
exactly. But now we'll get to the controversy, Swanee. So the fight, what happened was, it was a 10-round fight, and about a minute into the first round, the referee called break. Greeny was talking to the referee, and Anthony Mundine has hit Greeny from behind.
What?
And knocked him out, like virtually knocked him out.
Well, so, when the game wasn't, when the match wasn't even
break,
on.
So an illegal hit, and Greeny was cuckoo. He's gone. Eyes were glazed over, so the referee has caught him from falling.
What an asshole!
And has held him up.
Why would you do that?
It was like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe this happened. A minute into the fight, it was going to get called off. So the doctor comes up. Now, the doctor wanted to call the fight off because Greeny's seen stars. He couldn't stand up properly.
Yeah.
And the referee said, no, that's it. And the organisers were going, we can't call this off. There is going to be an absolute bloody riot, which there would have been, Swan. There would have been a riot. 30,000 people would have gone off their heads.
Of course.
And the doctor said to Greeny, what's my name? And Greeny couldn't remember it because he's still concussed. Just about, he was about to wave it. Greeny said to the doctor, you're Dr. So-and-so.
Dr. Jerry,
and remembered his name. So the doc said, okay, I'll allow this to continue. Now, this is all in the space of only 30 seconds. By rule, Greeny should have been given 5 minutes to recover from an illegal hit. He wasn't given 5 minutes. So he had to jump back into it. So it was an incredibly brave performance by Danny Green.
Unbelievable.
Who fought on wobbly legs for the rest of the fight. And then, so he got to round 5 or 6. He was in front, but then he was out of gas because obviously he's been on wobbly legs.
That's not fair.
Anthony Mundine came home strong. So it was pretty controversial. One of the judges scored it a draw, but the other two had Greeny to win. So Greeny was the winner. So everyone was happy.
What's everyone's feedback on Anthony Mundine? That's cheating.
Well,
that's not right.
Well, no, the feedback has been mainly that 90-95% of people think Anthony Mundine won the fight. So there's controversy.
Really?
Yes, and so Anthony Mundine said it was rigged, it was a joke, and part of it because of some of his political statements leading into the fight. So a fair bit of controversy, Swan.
Wow.
So he's walked, he said, you'd expect nothing less from boxing because it's always controversial. Sometimes the decisions are questionable. So there you go. And then I walked back into the city with all the Adelaide Bogans. I tell you, it was bloody hectic, Swan. A few selfies on the way in there.
I'm fair,
and you
mate.
Wouldn't believe it. I saw one of the lads I knew, one of the coppers in there. They were just about to arrest a bloke. I said, boys, you can't give us a lift home, will you? She's bloody hectic. Yeah, jump in the back, big fella. Fantastic. So, boys in the blue, give me a lift home. Adelaide's finest.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
I'm just going to put you through a little test, Brownie.
Righto, what do you got?
How well.
Normally I test you.
I know.
Yeah, swing, turn the tables on me.
Turning the tables. How well you watch the news? A little comprehension test. Oi. Remember comprehension tests at school? Some of them were so brain-burny. I hope this one doesn't burn your brain.
I'll tell you what, Pangy, you couldn't do this with Pangy because he watches the news religiously, doesn't he?
He does.
He puts us through it every day.
He would smash this. Speaking of smashing things, there was a house party in Malvern on the weekend. Somebody hired a house in Malvern on Airbnb and then invited people to come and have a party there for $10 a head. But it got completely out of control and the house was trashed.
Is that right?
Yes.
Corey bloody Whitworth or whatever his name.
Corey Worthington didn't turn up. Exactly. But Jennifer Kite was talking about it and there was an injury. I'm going to play you a little bit from the news and then you've got to tell me what comes next, okay?
Oh, I like this game.
With one young man being smashed in the face.
With a... What was he smashed in the face with? This is like blankety blanks. Cyril says.
I'm going to go with a tennis racket.
A tennis racket? Ooh. Is that because it was in Malvern?
Yes. I was going to go with a sledgehammer, but because it was in Frankston, it's in Malvern, I've gone for a tennis racket. One of those Prince tennis rackets that costs about $380.
That would make sense. However,
with a brick.
A brick? Jesus Christ. What's going on over in Malvern?
With a brick. How does that even happen? That is so bad.
How are the... is he all right? Injuries?
Yes, he's all right.
Okay, good.
There's no problems there.
Right.
Yes, but zero stars for Airbnb on that one.
Jesus Christ.
Next up.
He'd be a bit sore.
A little bit. Pauline Hanson was asked about whether or not she would consider being Prime Minister. And she was like, man, I'm not in it for anything else. Have a listen.
I haven't started a political party to sit on the backbenches forever and a day. I think there is a place in the future for us, One Nation, you know, on government benches.
Nothing like someone who can really stir the crowd with their articulate speeches. But what came next? Christopher Pyne. What was his reaction? Liberal Party MP Christopher Pyne. What was his reaction to her assertion that, you know, there's going to be a One Nation Prime Minister? What did he say?
She can go and get stuffed and go and live in America with Donald Trump.
Here's what Christopher Pyne had to say.
I think it's unlikely that One Nation's going to form a government in Australia.
I think it's unlikely.
Typical Christopher Pyne, the attack dog. Well, there you go. Well, you never know. She's gaining a little bit of momentum, Swan, but I agree with Christopher.
Listen, if Donald Trump can do it, anyone can. Let's just hear the unmitigated joy and laughter, though, again. It's a proper laugh.
He sounds like he was at that party in Malvern.
All right, now let's go over to Franco Cozzo, legend of Melbourne.
I saw this, the Furniture King.
The Furniture King. So you saw this. All right. Well, you might have a heads up here. He's famous for his catchphrase, Megalo, Megalo, Megalo. And they want to buy his Footscray store, his Footscray store, for $7 million.
Good.
But he's like, I've got to, you know, without this store in Footscray, I'm nothing.
Got to work.
That's right. But ever the salesman, ever the businessman, he uses the news story to get away his trademark slogan. Have a listen.
Apa to Franco Cozzo, nagorazo to Franco Cozzo, in Brunswick and Footscray.
Now what comes next? You think it's going to be comprare a Franco Cozzo, dovero andare. But what is it?
He had a heart attack.
He did not. He's fighting fit.
He's still up and going.
He shared a plug for Channel 9.
Viva Channel 9!
Viva Channel 9!
Viva Channel 9!
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.